Hello, MQ fans. Thank you very much for joining another presentation. Today, it is MQ PubSub, CAPI and Traces. And let's go to page number 2. This presentation is just a continuation of 3 presentations that we have done, and the order has been non-durable topics and subscribers. The next one was topic 3 and security, and the most recent one was durable subscribers. Now that we have the background for these 3 particular areas, that they provide a good foundation, now let's go to page number 3 in order to talk about the applications that are that will use the C language API. Included with this presentation, they are 2 zip files. They contain files that are related to the different aspects of the tracing and the samples that were done. Let's go to page number 4. And the agenda is the following. We'll examine the C API from the following MQ samples, which use local bindings, MQS pub to publish a message, MQS sub, non-durable subscriber, MQSSBX, durable subscriber. Well, we have seen these 3 samples before in the previous presentations, but this time we are going to actually open the source code for these samples. In this presentation, we are going to take normal traces, and then we'll explain some of the main aspects from those traces. And also, just as a bonus, I wanted to add the application activity trace, and we will discuss the results. Let's go to page number 5. And the scenario is very simple. We have done already, in a sense. We have one publisher that will publish one message to a topic, and we'll have 2 subscribers that will receive the message. One subscriber is durable, is using one of the samples, the MQS sub, and the other subscriber is non-durable and will use the AMQS SBX, okay? In order to help with this scenario, I opened 4 windows. Window number 1, it is for administration tasks, such as starting the trace. Window number 2, durable subscriber. Window number 3, non-durable subscriber. And window number 4, the publisher. And let's go to page number 6. Okay, then this will be the activities. In window number 1, which is the administrator, we will enable the activity trace, and then we'll enable the normal trace. And this is the command that we are using, strmqtrc-m, the name of the queue manager, -t all, -t in detail. Window number 2 is a durable subscriber, and we are going to start with AMQSBX, -m, the name of the queue manager, -d, which is sub 20, and -q will be the provided queue for the durable subscriber, and we'll call it Q3, that's the name of the provided queue. -t for Tom is the topics, and the name is sales, and the -k, it would allow the sample to resume. In window number 3, we'll use the non-durable subscriber, which is AMQS sub, and the topic is sales, and then the queue manager name. And once we have these 2 subscribers up and running, immediately we'll go to window number 4 and we'll do the publishing. MQS pub, sales, the name of the queue manager. We'll go to window number 1. As administrator, we'll end the normal trace with the command end mqtrc-a, and then we'll disable the activity trace. Very simple, very contained, and we'll take a look at the source code and the traces that we get. Let's go to page number 7. The application activity trace is a feature in MQ, and to be totally honest, it doesn't give a specific value added for PubSub. It is just another tool that we can use in order to find out some details about the application. It is the application activity trace is a feature that can be explained in 5-10 minutes, and I didn't want to have a whole presentation just dedicated to that, and I wanted to kind of show it right now. It's rather easy to enable, and rather easy to interpret the results also. Let's go to page number 8. There are two references. The first one is a very long technical article that describes the application activity tracing in very good detail. It has a screen captures, it has some details, and I will recommend, if you really are interested in this feature, read first that article. That article skips a little bit some of the practical steps that you need to do in order to actually do it. And that's the reason I wrote the technical note that is mentioned in the second reference, which is how to get activity trace only for selected applications. And it's just down to earth, just specific. This is what you need to do, and step by step. And then it shows you some examples. And those are the steps that I'm going to do, the ones from the second note. I will not repeat them here because you will have access to that tech note. And let's go to page number 9. Here's just the highlights of the steps. Number one, you have to configure a file called nqat.ini. It's a text file, and is located inside the directory structure of the queue manager. The configuration is described in the technical note mentioned in page 8. Here, I'm not telling you what I configure. Basically, is the application activity trace is for application. Then in the nqat.ini file, I have to add different sections to deal with the applications that I'm going to test. I added a section for the AMQS sub, which is a subscriber, another section for AMQS pub, which is a publisher, another section which is AMQS SBX, which is the durable subscriber. Now, I'm including the complete file nqat.ini in one of the zip files that is mentioned in page number 3. The second step that you need to do is recycle the queue manager, or you can manually turn it on and off and on using the command using run nqse, or from NQ Explorer you can do that. Okay, then let's go to page number 10. Step number 3, you perform the scenario. And in step number 4, you use the sample AMQSACT to see the activity trace. In my case, when I'm experimenting with activity trace, I like to use the minus B flag at the end of the command, because it's going to do a browse, which is non-destructive of the activity records. They are stored in a system queue of the queue manager. And this tool, the AMQSACT, by default is going to read the records from that queue and destroy them. I mean, handle them, process them, display them to you, and then get rid of them. However, if you want to play around things and so on, you can use the browse option that is the minus B. And that's the recommendation I have for you when you are experimented initially with this feature. Once you are comfortable, you can remove the minus B, and then when you run MQSACT, it's going to consume and destroy the records from that system queue. Let's go to page 11. Where are the samples that we are going to use? Well, one thing that you need to make sure is in Linux, the samples come in a different file set, and you need to be explicit to install them. Otherwise, they will not be installed. But assuming that you have installed the samples, these are the locations for the source and for the executable. And they are in different directories, but in the same directory structure, okay? Usually, the executable is deeper in a subdirectory just for executables, but the source code is in a little bit higher one. They are the directories are different from Windows and Unix. These examples, similar to AMQS put and AMQS get, they come in two different flavors. One flavor is using local bindings, which you must run in the host that has the queue manager. It's the easiest one to test, and that's what we are going to use. The other variation is called client mode, that uses a network. Usually is when you are using for doing a remote connection. And the names of the executables end with C for client. That's the convention for the names of these samples. And let's go to page 12. Let's start with the publisher. This is a sample that will publish a message. And it's a C language code, and we can take a look at the entire sample. It has many comments at the beginning, and I wanted to show you some of the main ones. For example, that there is one required option, which is the name of the target topic, and there is the optional ones, the queue manager name, and a third argument that is the publish options. I couldn't find really more details on the publish options, but right in the header, then you have to go more or less to the middle of the file, and you will see a section that talks about the publish options. And they give you a particular number there that you can use if you want to use the something called retain publication. We have not really dealt too much with retain publications. We'll do in another presentation. However, this is just one option that you can specify when doing publishing, and this is how you can do it. But let's go to page number 13. Okay, how to specify the publish options to this sample? As we saw in the previous page, and there was a number that you can enter, and it's 2097152, which means it is MQ POT message option for retained publication. Now, if you try to specify the MQPOMO underscore retain, which is a constant, it will fail, because the sample is going to try to use those characters in the string. But how do you find out? Right now, we know exactly the number. But let's suppose that you didn't know the number, but you knew the constant name. And how do you do the mapping? Well, you can take a look at a header include file for MQ that is called cmqc.h, which is in the include directory. And if you search for mqpmo underscore retain, you will find a define. And you will see the hexadecimal value, which is 0x002. Followed by a bunch of zeros. Well, if you try to plug that hexadecimal value for AMQS POP as a third argument, it will not work. Then you say, well, what should I do? Let's go to page number 14. Well, if you try it, it will not work. It will show you as that the Polish options are zero, okay? And it will not take it as a retain message as what you wanted. What you need to do is convert that hexadecimal number into a decimal one. And I'm giving here a link to an online converter. And I plug in into the left dialog box for hexadecimal the 0x00200000. And then click OK. And then in the right panel, I saw the corresponding number 2097152, which it was given to us anyway in the comment line of the source code. But I wanted to give you these steps because there are some other options that you may want to try with the different samples MQ. MQ Sput receives also options, MQ BCG. In order to browse, you can browse message properties and so on, and all of them are using these options. And it is not straightforward to find out what options and how to get from what do you specify, hexadecimal or decimal. Basically, it's again, you have to have a decimal number to plug in, which is an optional one for the samples in order to have an option. Okay. Then at the bottom of this slide number 14, I'm showing you the invocation that has POSPOP, and it has this ports, which is a topic string, and then the name of the queue manager, and in red, that's the option for retain publications. Let's go to page 15. The source, I didn't want to include the source of the the entire C file for the source. I just wanted to give you some highlights. What I did was basically I went through the different sections of the source code, and I identify for you that there is a section that deals with the MQCon, which is the connection to the queue manager. Every C language application and every JMS application and so on, in order to interact with the queue manager, they have to connect. And that's the verb, MQCon, double N at the end. Once you connect to the queue manager, then you need to do something with some objects. Most likely will be either with a queue or with a topic. And for either of those, you do an MQ open. You open a topic, or you MQ open a queue. Again, MQ open is needed. And once you have opened the queue or the topic, then you handle the message. You publish, you put, you get, or whatever. That's the typical structure. And then at the end, you do the MQ close of the topic or the object or the queue. And at the end, you do an MQ disk for disconnect from the queue manager. And on purpose, I wanted to show you with indentation what is the typical layout for the applications. Now, notice that we are going to publish into a topic, and we are using the verb MQ put. We are not using a verb MQ pub. Well, for publishing and for putting a message, the code is basically the same, and the developers of MQ decided not to introduce another verb. It could be confusing. Then they decided just to keep MQ put. And of course, they added few options and so on, like a retain message and so on. But just to give you an idea that there is no MQ pub verb. There is an MQ put to publish a message into the topic. Let's go to page number 16. One thing that I'm copying verbatim from the code is this section, which could be a little bit tricky. And that's the reason I wanted to spend a little bit more time on this one. In NQ version 7, in order to provide support for the topic strings and a few other things, a new variable type was introduced, which is called the variable length string. It is a string that doesn't have a limit. Practically, there is a limit, but I mean, it could be just one character, or it could be 10,240 characters. By the way, 10,240 bytes, actually not characters, but bytes, that's the maximum of the topic string that you can have. Again, it's 10,240, that's the limit. And I'll show you that in another slide that is coming up. Anyway, then for example, if we are using topic string of sales, well, it has 5 characters. And if you use the code that is mentioned here, you will see that is od.objectstring.vsptr for variable string pointer. And then in the next line, you use the vslength for variable string length. That's very important because with that, you are going to set up what is the string name, the topic string name, okay? And then you can continue with all the stuff, and at the end, you just do the MQ open on the topic. But that's how you have to define the topic, using the variable string names. And let's go to page 17. Now, there is a very good explanation about this new type that is called MQCharV for variable character. And it is in a free Red Book that has really strong introductions on what is new in MQ version 7, even though it was done many years ago. This is one of, between version 6 and version 7, there were a lot of changes. And this Red Book really provide a lot of the information on what was new at that time. And in particular, chapter number 6 and section 6.1, variable length strings, and pages 86 to 88, covers very nicely about these variable length strings. Now, one of the things that I wanted to show you at the bottom is that I went to the include header file for C language in MQ, in the INC directory, and the file is called cmqc.h, and there are two defines that have a limit, one that are related to what we are talking in this presentation. One is called MQ topic name length, that's 48. This is the topic object name. That's when you do define topic in run MQAC, the maximum that you can have is 48. Now, a topic object has one of the fields, something called a topic string. And that topic string has a limit, that is 10,240. And the constant name is MQ topic str length. Now, one of the best practices is to try to keep the object name related to the topic string. And well, usually after 48 characters, it's difficult to do a one-to-one mapping. And in order to have, if you want to have a topic string of 10,000 characters, well, you need to be very creative with your nomenclature for the topic object names. Okay, let's go to page 18. We captured the normal trace, and the original file name was amq31677.0.fmt, and I included all the files that I gathered. What I did was I run the local bindings, and I captured all the traces for the three samples and everything from the queue manager. I grab everything and put it into a zip file. In order to facilitate, I renamed some of the files. Instead of the middle zero, I wanted to add the process name, the program name. In that way, you could quickly identify it. If you decide to look at the zip file, you can see quickly which one of the traces belongs to that NQS pub. And in the name of the file is the NQS pub. What I showed you about the code is what I want to show you here in these slides. I'm not going to get too deep into the traces, but I just wanted to show you what they look like. Basically, is the first line is, okay, we identify the MQ open, the initial one. You can see the curly brackets that open there in the middle. That's the beginning of the open. And then if later on, within 50 lines or so, there will be a bunch of data, but there is one that is marked as object string, and there you will have the hexadecimal value, and it will say sales. Okay? And eventually, that MQ open will have the closing curly brackets, and it will say MQ open return code is okay, which meant that the opening went fine. And the function time is, it took 1,114 milliseconds. This is something that you can get from the traces. I skipped also at the very beginning how it's dealing with MQ Connect. The discussion of MQ Connect is not really relevant for this presentation. That's the reason I'm just giving you some excerpts. After the MQ open, then we need to do an MQ put. Again, this is the one for the publishing. And I'm showing you what it looks like in the traces. And eventually we'll find that there is a buffer section, and we have the publishing is test-pub. Okay. And then we go to page 19. And well, that's it. What I wanted to show you about the traces for the normal trace. There isn't really not much to do. This is just a scenario that is successful. We were not looking for error messages or anything like that. But I'm including a complete trace in case later on you decide, well, what does it look like? Now I'm getting an error in this other scenario, but I would like to compare it to a successful run of the sample. what are the different calls? Then you can go to this trace file and compare. Now, this other one, then page 19, it is a different type of trace. It's called the application activity trace. We are running the MQS ACT command, and we are seeing in the output, by the way, I'm including also the output from that command, and it's called QMPS activity trace 1 TXT. There are three records. What the record that corresponds to AMQS pub is shown here. It's basically just what is the interval when it was taken and all that stuff. This particular page doesn't give us too much information. Let's go to page 20. And I think that the next one provides a little more detail. Sorry, at the end of each record, you will have a summary of the what happens with the different functions that dealt with MQ and what was the result. For example, it says that the first line will be MQXF for connect, and the connect went fine. Let's go to the next line, and it did an open, and the open went fine. The third line, that is the one that is highlighted, is the put, and it went fine in the completion code. And there is also MQRC. Then the fourth line is the close that corresponds to the open. And the last one is the disconnect that corresponds to the connect. If I have put five, if I have done five puts, well, there will be five MQ puts in the middle. Okay? One thing that you can notice is that the granularity in time for these operations is in seconds. It is not the milliseconds. Then if you are expecting, this is, if you want to use this for performance analysis, it will be really rough granularity. We are talking seconds. It will not help you too much if you just want to have granularity that is based in milliseconds. You will have to take a look at the real trace, at the what we call the normal trace, you know. And it could be useful for debugging and troubleshooting. Let's go to page 21. Okay, let's go to another sample. This is the one that does the subscription. This is the simple one that is going to use a managed destination, and it will be a non-durable. You will allow the queue manager to create the destination queue. And let's go to page 22. Now, let's take a look at the structure. We have also MQCon and MQDisconnect in the outer edges. Then in the middle, we have a, instead of MQOpen, we have an MQSub. That's a new verb introduced in version 7. And then we subscribe to the topic. None of the existing verbs really match before in version 6. None of the existing verbs really match. Then a new verb needed to be added, and it's called MQSub. And once you're in the subscriber, now you can do the MQGet to get the messages. The highlights in this slide are MQSub is used to open a subscription, and you don't use MQOpen to open a subscription. And MQGet is used to get the published messages. And let's go to page 23. Now, one of the things that for the subscription, you can provide some options. And here are some of the options that are mentioned. For example, the default program is using MQSO for create, non-durable, fail if QSing, and managed. And the non-durable there indicates that it's not is going to be a non-durable subscription. And the manage verb constant there, it is for the managed destination queue. Notice also that you have to provide the name of the topic as a variable string, okay? And then you do the MQ sub. Let's go to page number 24. One of the things about this thing is this. In the normal trace, we'll open the MQ sub. I mean, we open the subscription. That's equivalent AQ open. And then we find that the topic is sales. And then you will see a lot of activity that includes the MQ-INQ for inquiring. And you say, if you're looking at the trades, why the queue manager is doing inquiries? My code is not doing any inquiries. Well, it's the queue manager who is doing the inquiries. What happens is this. One of the options is managed, which means that the queue manager has to create a destination queue. Well, the queue manager goes ahead and creates a destination queue and assigns it. And part of the MQ Inc. is that the client code underneath now knows that it needs to ask the queue manager for that destination queue. It is during this inquiry, one of the things you will see a bunch of little kind of stanzas, and one of them is for called the subscription queue. And in the subscription queue, there is another section that is char ATTRs for character attributes. And there you will see the name of system.manage.endurable. And the name and the number. This is a way in the trace to find out what is the destination queue, which is a temporary dynamic queue that the queue manager has created because it's a managed subscription, and is non-durable, which means that it's based on the system endurable.model queue. If you compare the corresponding MQS get and MQS sub, you will see that MQS sub, the trace is larger because he has to do all these inquiries about, hey, what is the name of the destination queue? Because the underlying MQ client libraries are going to talk about, are going to do the get from that destination queue. Let's go to page 25. Now, you will see also a lot of activity regarding an MQ open and get and close on another queue that we didn't explicitly specify. It's called the System Protection Policy queue. This is needed because the code, the installation that I have with MQ, I install also the Advanced Message Security feature, also called AMS. And if I install it, then the queue manager assumes that I'm going to use it. And that's the reason he's trying to do the querying on this thing. We can totally ignore the sections in the trace related to the System Protection Policy queue because we are not exploiting AMS. AMS is installing the machine, but we are not exploiting it. Therefore, they are not relevant, those sections, which is a lot, it's a long section that deals with this System Protection Policy queue. Now, eventually, we'll get into the verb of MQ, get. And there, we notice that we are doing the get on that destination queue that is the system managed endurable. And we'll get in the buffer, we'll get the payload of the message, which was test-pub. And let's go to page 26. Okay, those are the highlights from the traces. And now let's take a look at the corresponding activity trace. And again, in the first part, we don't have too much of relevance, but in the second part, page 27, we'll see, in page 27, we'll see in the summary that is interesting. The first line is the connect. The second line is the sub, the equivalent of open. The third line is the inquiry. And that's the reason I wanted to explain to you about the inquiry, is the inquiry about the destination queue. And then the next line, number four, is get. And if you go to the fourth column, and it will say the completion code is okay. So far, so good. And that's the one that the message that said test-pub. Now let's go to number five. And the number five, the line number five, is the get. But the get here, and it says fail, and the return code is 2033. What's going on? Well, the way it's like an MQS get and MQS sub, what they do is the particular samples, they ask the queue manager, listen, give me a message if you have it. And if not, then I'll wait 30 seconds and then I'll terminate. Case, the subscriber said, queue manager, give me a message. Yeah, I got it. It's test-pub. And then it asks again, a second time, give me a message. And I wait 30 seconds. The 30 seconds came by and there was no additional message. Therefore, he says, okay, the 2033 means message not available. And no message available. And then it says, okay, I'm terminating. That's the reason we have two gets in that activity trace. And now we have two closes in the activity trace. And what's going on? Well, one of the closes is for the subscribe, and the other one is for the destination queue. Finally, we have the disconnect. Let's go to page 28. This example is more complicated. It has more options. The bulk of the file of the source code is really dealing with those options, how to get them in the proper format, and the use such as statements and validations and so on. The MQS sub had only three parameters that we needed to input. This particular example, the one in page 28, and there are far more. There are not just three, there are many. And instead of being positional parameters, you're specifying with minus T, the name of the string, and minus M, the queue manager name, etc. Let's go to page 29. There is really the nothing exceptional regarding how to handle the topic string names. We have to use the variable strings. And again, the bulk of this sample is just dealing with the options. But it's very similar to the slides related to the sub that we discussed previously. Page 30, let's take a look at some of the output of the trace. This is a more complicated trace than the other one, even though it did the same thing functionally. Why? Because it's doing a durable subscription, that's number one, and it's mentioned here in the middle of the page that the trace is finding something in, it's called the queue object name, and its number is Q3, and the rest obj name is Q3. Just in case there were some aliases. Additional complexities from this thing, besides also the AMS, the System Protection Policy Queue, is something else. In version 7, additional function was added to include properties that are user-defined in the message. These messages, these properties, are not the ones in the descriptor. The message descriptor has a finite number of attributes that you can use. But for some customers, for example, if they wanted, I want an attribute, a property called color. Okay, well, there is no such property called color inside the message descriptor. But then you could define a message property and define the message property color, and you could assign the value red. And another value could be blue. And those message properties, they are shipped together with the message. They are, it's like in another mini payload. Then in a sense, a message in MQ has the message descriptor, has the normal payload, and has a tiny section there for the message properties. And that section is optional. However, you could have up to 100 megabytes of message properties, the same length as the maximum of the actual payload. Then I have not seen a message that is 200 megabytes of 100 megabytes of payload and 100 megabytes of message properties. The idea for the properties is smaller, just for the small properties. But anyway, the reason I mention about the message properties is because there are some verbs that were created in order to address those properties. And is MQCRTMH, which means MQ Create Message Handler. If you see that concept of message handler is the handler for the message properties, then there is a bunch of entries. There are many entries in the trays for this particular sample that deal with the message properties. But we are not using message properties in this scenario. Therefore, I'm ignoring all this stuff. But at least I wanted to give you a warning that if you start browsing the trays, you will see a lot of entries that for you, it could be a red herring for you if you start looking over there and see if there is a problem. Just take a look at them and say, okay, message properties are handled. And in this case, well, there were no message properties. Therefore, that part of the trace will not give you a really good insight. Anyway, at the end, you will see of this slide the section about the MQGET, and then we'll do the test pub. Okay, let's go to page 31. Let's take a look again at the activity traits, not too much in the part number one, and then let's go to page 32. And that's when we can see again that we have one get, and it went okay. And as you can see, there is also the more explicit about what is the name of the queue. On the right-hand side, you can see that it says Q3 between parentheses at the end of many of these lines, which means that's the destination queue. And it's more explicit that you are doing the open on that destination queue, and you are doing the get from that destination queue, and so on. Let's go to page number 33, and that's the end of the presentation. Thank you very much for attending this presentation. Until the next time.